Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today, we're focusing on the topic, Lord, I want to be obedient, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 18 and 19. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the command of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he has commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. There are many of us Christians who sometimes have great difficulty being obedient to those whom God has placed in a leadership position. There are many of us Christians who find it difficult to obey any authority that is placed before us. I am not sure if we realize that in order for us to be able to obey God, who we cannot see, we must be able to obey those who we have been placed in authority over us. As we read in Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 18 and 19, God reveals to us that there is a benefit to obeying those who have been placed in authority over us. Do you see what happens when we are obedient to those who have been placed in authority over us? This reminds me of the commandment which says, Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Here we see the children of Jonadab keeping all the precepts that were set before them for more than one generation. Here we see that repeating the benefits of adhering to the principles that were set before them. Today, the Lord is reminding us that, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. 1 Samuel chapter 15 and verse 22. There are too many of us who don't seem to realize that God has placed people in authority over us so that through their leadership and our obedience to their leadership, we can learn how to obey the Lord. Do you remember what God said in 1 John 4 verse 20? If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he say he loved God whom he has not seen? The same way that we demonstrate that we love God by loving those around us, we must be willing to obey those who are in leadership position so that we can learn how to love God. As we can see from this passage of scripture, there's a direct benefit to all those of us who learn to obey the persons who have been placed in authority over us. Today, God wants us to know that unless we allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every area of our lives, we are going to find it really difficult to obey those who have been placed in authority over us, and by extension, the Lord. We must pray earnestly each day for the Holy Spirit to take control of every area of our lives so that he can help us to obey those who have been placed in authority over us. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, he made the following statement, and I quote, Mercy is here promised to the family of the Rechabites for their steady and unanimous adherence to the laws of their house. Though it was only for the shaming of Israel that their consistency was tried, yet, being unshaken, it was found unto praise and honor and glory. And God takes occasion from it to tell them that he had favor in reserve for them, and that they should have the comfort of them. One, that the family shall continue as long as any of the families of Israel, among whom there were strangers and sojourners. It shall never want a man to inherit that what they had, though they had not inheritance to leave. Note, sometimes those that have the smallest estates have the most numerous prodigy. But he that sends mouths will be sure to send meat. Number two, the religion shall continue in the family. He shall not want a man to stand before me to serve me. Though they are neither priests nor Levites, nor appear to have any post in the temple service, yet in a constant course of regular devotion, they stand before God to minister to him. Note, A, the greatest blessings that can be entailed upon a family is to have the worship of God kept up in it from generation to generation. B, temperance, self-denial, and mortification to the world do very much befriend the exercises of piety and help to transmit the observance of them to posterity. The more dead we are to the delights of sense, the better we are disposed for the service of God. But nothing is more fatal to the entails of religion in a family than pride and luxury. End of quote. I pray that we will ask the Lord to help us to learn how to remain obedient to those who seem been placed in authority over us. I pray that as God teach us how to constantly obey those in authority over us, so that we will remain obedient to him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word and for the many blessings you have given to us through this word today. We pray, Father, that you help us to learn how to obey the commands you have given to us through your leaders who have been placed to lead us, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.